The proposal has been a contentious issue, especially in Ypsilanti. During a public meeting at the Riverside Arts Center, Ypsilanti resident and events promoter Andrew Clock was critical of the change.
What I really don't understand is all of the public input has been against the merger, yet the merger is moving forward.
The proposed merger has created suspicion that tourism promotion in Ypsilanti and other areas of eastern Washtenaw will be neglected under a countywide CVB. Debbie Lockdaniel is CEO of the Ypsilanti Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says the merger has been discussed previously but began taking shape earlier this year.
In January, it was more seriously, obviously, attended to because of a letter that came from the Motel Hotel Association of Washtenaw County directed to the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners saying that they felt that there should be one bureau.
Lockdaniel says her organization and the tourism bureaus of other communities fought to remain separate. In time, she says, it became clear that the merger was inevitable.
When you know you're losing or you've lost, you need to move forward in a positive way.
The biggest thing that commissioners have been interested in the revision is making sure that the voices that have been guiding Ypsilanti's strategy are included in a meaningful way.
That's Washtenaw County Commissioner Conan Smith. He says the board worked to ensure that Ypsilanti's interests were respected, despite the merger's unpopularity with the community.
Those include opportunities for board membership, so at least a quarter of the board will come from the Ypsilanti area, and an assurance that funding will be available for activities in the Ypsilanti communities.
Smith says a quarter of the funds of the new combined tourism bureau will be dedicated to Ypsilanti. The Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners will vote on the proposal tonight. Amanda LeClaire, 89.1 WEMU News.